Welcome, everybody, to Midday Magazine for this January 14th, 2025. Have your host, James J. Maloff here. Welcoming into the studio, our good friends from the Heart of Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce. We have Promise Bakken with us, Marketing and Communication Director. How you doing, Promise?
I'm doing good.
Good
How
to
are
have you.
You.
Good, doing good. Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year's.
And we also want to welcome in a friend of ours, a new friend of ours. We have Cammon Hofer in with us. She is with the Heart of Wisconsin Leadership Class and Program. Mm-hmm. We'll be talking with her in just a little bit, but thanks for being here, Cammon.
Thank you.
And Promise, I want to kick things off right away with you talking about some upcoming events. We have Networking at Night right around the corner.
Yeah, so we have Networking at Night on Monday, January 20th. This time we are having it at Houdini's. I'm pretty excited about that. I like Houdini's a lot. It's a great bar and they have great food. So it's going to be from 5 to 7. And this is one of those events that are open to members or future members. So it's an opportunity for people to gather and network with other members within the Heart of Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce and make new business connections and grow their business in a more casual setting, so, you know, more laid back. There's also going to be raffle prizes, and I think he's going to put out some snacks too. So I think he's going to do like chips and snacks and stuff like that. So he is located on 2010 Chestnut Street in Wisconsin Rapids. And then, again, that's at Houdini's, 5 to 7 p.m. on January 20th, which is on Monday.
Well, these are a lot of fun, these events and everything. I want, especially to people who haven't attended one yet, to you know, check these out. It's a great opportunity, not only getting out of the house this time of year, and you know, we live in shacks. We go from one shack to the next, doing the, you know, changes it up a little bit, gets you out there. But one other thing that I noticed, and I actually had somebody that attended one of these a while back talking about this, that there's not a lot of enough opportunities in life right now for businesses to really run. Be out there in the public and to have your business out there to represent that and to be involved with other people that are working in maybe different you know, businesses or similar businesses and just that opportunity to share information. It's not an email back and forth. It's not a text chain or something. It's just two people talking. For one, that information can sometimes be a little more detailed and you can ask follow-up questions that much faster, but also just building those people skills that I think that we can all use a little bit of a refresher on from some sometimes. And then as I've heard from younger guests, it's very helpful for them just that interacting, getting more and more reps, interacting with people.
Yep, I definitely agree. We've been seeing an increase in attendance. So if you're a business owner in the area or if you are thinking about starting a business, definitely come in and check it out. It's free to attend, but bring some business cards so you can do some networking.
And would also recommend to anybody out there, if you're a business and you would like to host one of these, I think that's a great idea. Houdini's is a perfect spot and it's a great example of where this is a local establishment. It's a bar. It's been around a long time. It's got its regulars, I'm sure. Why not have new regulars? Why not bring in new people? You're advertising your business with this event while also having a chance to host and show people you know, what you can do as a business maybe for future events.
Yeah. Well, speaking of hosting, so 2025 is pretty much booked. We do have a couple of months left open for hosts. I think it's July and October and December. And then all of 2026 is available. So we do have a bit of a wait list on there, but this is like getting high in demand from the businesses and our members. They want to host it because it does bring new faces to their businesses. Actually, one from last year reached out and wanted to do it again this year. So I might schedule her in for July. So we'll see. It'll be great.
It's great to hear, and it's great to hear that these are not only continuing through 2025, but just the popularity of them. Again, it's just a great opportunity for our community. The business aspects of this, we've talked about quite a bit. I think also just on a personal level, it's just great to be able to run into people and just have these events to look forward to for that. And I wanted to talk about the 77th Annual Meeting and Awards Banquet right around the corner. How is that going with a greatest radio announcer in Central Wisconsin? How's that going? Or how about just Wisconsin Rapids? I don't know how specific I can get with this to where I can get an award, Promise, but that's where I'm going with it. That's what.
Well, we don't have one of those awards, unfortunately. This event is our way of recognizing and awarding members in the community for their achievements throughout the year. So we have, you know, Member of the Year, Large Business of the Year, Small Business of the Year, et cetera, et cetera. We do have a Business Professional of the Year. So those nominations for those awards have been closed, though. So maybe for 2026 we can get you in there.
Yeah, we'll look for that. 2026. I'll work out my speech.
Yeah.
It's such a cool event. We love events like this that not only celebrate our area, but celebrate individuals and businesses in our area. Mm-hmm. It's one of the cool things I think that being a part of the chamber does for you is not only enhance your business and, you know, give you a bigger audience, but the idea of being able to flip that and be a thank you to that business or to that person for not just the business that they're running, but putting into their community.
Yeah. Yeah, I definitely agree with that. I've seen a lot of the great stuff that our members have done throughout the year, and I've seen some of the nominations so far, and I'm super excited for those to get finalized and we can start making the awards and start, you know, getting everything all prepped and set up for that. This year we are having it at Hotel Mead. It's March 6th. And a pre-registration is required because there's an RSVP that went out. So you have to select your menu, your food that you want to eat for the night. So it's at Hotel Mead at March 6th. The doors will open at 5. You do have to be pre-registered and get all that information back to us. And I would highly recommend that if you, like, if anybody's going to attend, we're all dressing up this year. So
nice.
Put on your suit and put on your cocktail dress because that's the theme we're kind of going for. So and I'm excited about that as well because there's not very many opportunities in town where you can get all dressed up and, you know, have a night out with dinner and, you know, a presentation. And Hotel Mead's doing some really great things this year, too. So I'm really excited about it.
I am one of the last people to go to when it comes to style. I still dress like a teenager, and I know it, and I own that. But I clean up all right. And boy, it is a nice opportunity to be able to do that.
Yeah.
That you're so right about that. We don't have enough opportunities to kind of just put on our fines and, you know, and go out. It feels good, especially this time of year, to be able to do that.
Yeah.
But it's also one of those things, again, what we were talking about with previous events and almost anything we talk about, Promise, here is another networking opportunity. Here is another chance to run into people you may not run into all the time, while not only celebrating our area and these businesses, but maybe doing a little business yourself.
Yep.
Are you, is the chamber still taking nominees? Are you guys still taking names for these awards?
No, nominations have been closed for about 2 weeks now. Yeah, so they're closed. But we are still accepting sponsorships. I know we have a few sponsorships left in our silver and bronze category, and then we are also still accepting, you know, raffle basket donations for, and that's a great way of getting your name out there as well. Every single raffle basket we get, you can put your logoed merch in there, your business card in there, and another great thing that I've been seeing a lot recently too is a gift certificate, because then that kind of guarantees somebody's going to come to your business eventually at some point to redeem that gift certificate. So those are some things that you can participate in, or you can attend it as well. But if you are looking at wanting to sponsor or donate anything, you can reach out to Lacey Alling. She is our events and engagement director, and she can be directly contacted at 715-422-4859.
And I'm sorry, I meant sponsorship opportunities, not nominees, but that's great to hear that people can still be a part of the event in that way. And I should mention as well, all these events we talk about, have a raffle, whatever you're doing. Even if it's a little kid's lemonade stand, have a raffle attached to that thing, and people are going to attend.
Yep.
They just do well. They do well. And that's also a tip to any businesses out there as well. Sponsoring those raffle baskets, or as Promise mentioned, adding to those baskets only helps enhance your business.
Yeah.
I wanted to also get into a couple of other random items that we have coming up, and wanted to mention going back a little bit to other October member of the month. It looks like, a different member.
Yeah, that's a typo.
I thought it was a typo.
January member of the month.
That's what I thought. Okay.
Yeah, WAM Incorporated. So WAM Incorporated is owned and operated by Phil Hartley. He also owns Quality Plus Printing over on A Street there. So he does a lot of printing and stuff. So then he expanded on it and started printing on t-shirts and cups and a whole bunch of cool things that he's got going on over there right now. He does blankets, bags. There's just so many things that he can do. One of the things that he did recently is he started what they call a swear shirt.
Yeah.
And I have one. So hopefully it turns out the way I wanted it to, but I'm pretty excited about the things that he's doing over there because It's custom printed apparel. So if you don't want to order some of that stuff online and have it, you know, be shipped and then you have to send it back, you can just go over to Quality Plus Printing and get something printed with the WAM Incorporated. But he is located on 3515 A Street South, or you can visit him online at QPP or QPprinting.com.
Yeah, we are very, very familiar with Mr. Phil Hartley.
Yeah.
Phil joins us every Wednesday with our Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday in our morning show. The Quality Plus Printing is a sponsor of our Playmaker show that we have 3 days a week as well. And just in general, I think that most people know Phil. But if you've been in the community for a week, you probably know Phil. But while we talk a lot about Quality Plus Printing, WAM Incorporated is a very fun side business that he is doing. One of the other cool things that they are doing there, and we use this as an opportunity to let all the audience know, we are looking for hometown heroes at WAM Incorporated.
Oh, yeah.
If you can put together a couple sentences about somebody that you may know that you think deserves to be highlighted, get it to Phil and the gang. You can direct message it to them on their Facebook pages, or if you get it to me, I'll make sure it gets to Phil. And you can direct message me that way if you'd like. And boom, just like that, they get their hero of the month, and they get on a t-shirt, and they're doing some really fun, cool things with that. Not only enhancing our community, but and highlighting some of these individuals, but also again highlighting their business and giving another opportunity to get that logo out there and get it in front of people's faces.
Yep.
Another cool thing that they're doing is the swear shirt. I got one of those too. it's a great idea. It's a great idea.
Yeah.
There's just so many fun things that they're doing over there. And while we have shared a couple of ideas and a couple of thoughts, I know our audience. They are a creative group, so they're gonna throw a curveball at Phil. And he wants it.
Yeah.
Encourage you to throw a curveball at Phil.
Yeah.
Encourage you to give them any kind of thoughts or ideas you have. Mm-hmm. If it can be done, they're going to figure it out.
Oh, I was just going to say that actually, like if you have any idea and you don't know where to go, he would be a great first stop because I'm sure they can figure something out.
Yeah, and it's something too that you're actually helping Phil in that regard too, because they want to expand in the sense of like learning and doing more.
Mm-hmm.
And they know their stuff. They've got some amazing people working over there.
Mm-hmm.
And at the same time, I know that talking with Phil, they like to be challenged. They like to have new things because that just sets the bar for them and shows what not only they're capable of, but helps that team learn more and more about that this industry and printing in general.
Yeah.
If you can, I'd like to put this on my mug. I'd like to put this on my bag. Go ahead and give them a try.
Yeah.
And a great choice. Great choice, WAM Incorporated. Well, again, find out more about them at 3515 A Street South in Wisconsin Rapids, and QPprinting.com is the website. Be sure to check that out as well. They got a great Facebook page. Be sure to follow that page. Every once in a while, they post a picture of that cute baby.
Yeah.
That is always great to have pop up in your time feed. Yeah. It's a good one. Promise, thank you so much for all that. Appreciate it. If you don't mind, I do want to talk with Cammon a little bit here. And Cammon, you are with our Wood County Health Department.
Yes. Yep. I work for the WIC program specifically, so women, infants, and children within the health department.
Right away, want to thank you so much for the work that you do with the department and for our community. We are gigantic fans over here of our health department. We like to shout you guys out whenever we have a chance and appreciate the work that you guys have not only been doing recently, but over the last handful of years, especially. I know how difficult it's been in that industry. I wanted to talk a little bit about the ACE Leadership Program and your participation in that, in particular, the Diversity and Inclusion Session. You had that go on a little while ago.
Yes, yes. So we have sessions once a month. That diversity and inclusion session was back in December. So each session, we have a day-long presentations that we go through. And each session, there also is mid-state component to it as well. Now they also have a credit going along with this program. So Ted Melby is our presenter from mid-state. He actually presented a little bit on conflict resolution as well as emotional intelligence to work on furthering leadership skills in those areas. So it's important to be able to resolve conflict as a leader. So having those skills and as far as the emotional intelligence component, just understanding that everybody has different emotional intelligence. And also we were able to look into our own skill set and just figure out where we are at with our emotional intelligence. So being aware of our own emotional awareness, managing one's emotions, having the empathy, and then also being able to coach others' emotions. Mm-hmm. So those sessions are always very valuable in furthering leadership skills. And I know that is new to this year, having those additional that additional mid-state component.
Mm-hmm.
So we also had sessions for several different cultures they have in our community. Kazua Tao spoke from the Southwood County Cultural Coalition, and she also spoke more specifically to the Hmong culture. So right now, the Southwood County Cultural Coalition is working on a current project. They're going to the Wisconsin Rapids Area Middle School and working with a Hmong youth group, teaching sixth graders more about the Hmong culture and the Hmong New Year. And in 2025, they're hoping to expand to Indigenous and Hispanic population as well. So a lot of great work that they're doing. In addition, she spoke more on the Hmong culture. There was some really interesting points she made about Hmong culture that is important for us as a community to just be aware of. She spoke a little bit about how in the Hmong culture, they don't talk a lot about feelings. Boys are sort of seen to... they shouldn't cry or show feelings. So not much talked about, or it's more taboo as well, or there's stigma towards topics like domestic violence or mental health. So those topics can be harder for them to talk about. It's more taboo. They spoke a little bit about eye contact, so being aware that they may or may not be less comfortable having eye contact when communicating. And then that handshakes are okay, but a hug or a tap might not be as okay in their culture. They spoke about how especially a tap on the head can be very taboo because their connection to the spirit is through their head. So just some really interesting information that I think it's important to be aware of when working in the community. We also had Yesenia Mesa and Fidel Perez that spoke about Hispanic culture. So they spoke about kind of how their family is set up, big families, big households, so multiple generations within a household. They tend to take care of their parents, keep family close, very family-oriented, a lot of respect for their elders. They also spoke about some different celebrations they have in their culture. So Dia de los Muertos, they have an altar for food and drink that they will have out to honor the dead. They also talked about some of the other celebrations that they have that have been Americanized. So it was really interesting when they talked about that. Cinco de Mayo is popular in a very Americanized as their actual Independence Day is on September 16th. They talked a little bit about piñatas, too, which was interesting how we have also Americanized that. So the meaning behind the piñata is the seven star points represents the seven deadly sins. They talked about the bright colors representing temptation. The family guides the person with a stick to get rid of the sins, and then the candy falling would represent the forgiveness of sins. So really big meaning behind a piñata, but then you think about, in America, it's just, hit a piñata, candy falls. Yeah. So it's just really interesting when they talked about some of that as well. Lastly, we also had a representative from the Ho-Chunk tribe come and talk a little bit about their tribe. So it's actually divided up into 12 clans he spoke about. They have each clan has certain responsibilities within the community. So, for example, they have a Thunder Clan. They are the leader chiefs. They have a Warrior Clan, the people of war. Eagle Clan is protector of chiefs. Bear Clan, the enforcers, police of tribe. Wolf, the Wolf Clan, focused on the safety and health of the community. So, I mean, they have all sorts of clans that were responsible for different tasks in the community.
Yeah.
So he talked about that, and that was very interesting as well. Just to learn more about that side of their culture. So this session is great. We had a lot of lessons learned to just be aware of different cultural differences in our community. since our community does have all these different cultures in it, mm-hmm. it can be really helpful in my work in the WIC program as mm-hmm. well, because I do work with all sorts of different families from different cultures as well. So it's helpful to build trust when you're working with families, building rapport, yeah. just having an idea of their background. And mm-hmm. I mean, we're not going to know everything about every culture yeah. and every person, but just understanding that everybody has differences and being aware of that.
You know, first off, I got to say, Cameron, you just knocked it out of the park. Like, nice job. Like, that was great. That was yeah. really good. That was awesome. That was a couple of really good minutes of content. We've only got about a minute or so left. But in that, I did want to touch on so many of the things that you mentioned there. Not only how much that must be helpful in your job, but I can't think of an industry where it couldn't be beneficial. And I can't think of a life that wouldn't be benefited from it. You know, when I first moved to this area, there weren't, and still isn't really a whole lot of a Jewish population. And my mother and I are pretty much it. So in grade school and in high school, I should say, whenever Hanukkah came around, I had to go up there and tell everybody what Hanukkah was. I've been told over the years many times how much that is beneficial to people, whether it's my Italian or my Egyptian heritage. Sharing those things not only like lets people know more about those, but the thing that I hear from so many people is, it helps them think and appreciate their own culture mm-hmm. and in many ways, and want to look more into that some ways too. All this helps create more empathy in our community too, and our society. Empathy leads to understanding, which leads to a lot more, I think, conversation and just interesting conversation. All of that being said, this is very beneficial to your job in particular and many going forward, I would think. Mm-hmm. I can't thank you enough for all the notes you took on this and the great details you gave us mm-hmm. on this. And promise, this really speaks to why this program is so great and why so many people out there are getting their people involved in it.
Yeah, I definitely agree. I myself am a graduate of the mm-hmm. of this program, and I've found it to be very useful throughout the years since I've been in it. And I love seeing how each group from year after year is so diverse, and there's different personalities, and they come together and they work on projects and they make connections that way, and they grow their leadership skills. And the connections that I made during my time, I still talk to those people and reach out to them and, hey, what about this? What about mm-hmm. that? And it's really great to feel like you have a counterpart out there somewhere, even though they're not in the same office as you.
Yeah. And regardless of how cultured you are or mm-hmm. aren't, we all could learn more. We all could have a little more empathy. And mm-hmm. these classes will not only create some of that, but as you mentioned there, and as we've talked about throughout this whole conversation, is the other more opportunities for you to run into people, face-to-face yep. conversations, maybe make some new friends, yep. Along with business connections and all of that.
Yeah, well, the great thing about this, I was teasing my boss. I said I wanted to take it over again because there is the accreditation with it now.
Right.
So
right.
you get a college credit and mm-hmm. it makes it more legitimate, you know, and it's, I want to be able to put that on my resume.
Yeah. And a big thank you to Midstate about that.
Yeah.
And we encourage you, if you have any follow-up questions or want to know more, we encourage you to go to the Chamber's website. That is WisconsinRapidsChamber.com, WisconsinRapidsChamber.com. Thank you both so much for being here. Appreciate the time, and have a great day, you two.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Well, and more Midday Magazine coming up for you right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR.